Okay, we're on Daf Pei Zayin today. So we're on 87a. I'll begin around 10 lines from the top. So we were in the middle of a braisa. If you remember from yesterday, this braisa began 20 lines from the bottom on Pei Vav and Beis. Tan Rabbanan Averush Vagolim Yom Kippur Mzelo Yifadolim Yom Kippur Acher. That if you confess, you have to make a confession on later Yom Kippur. And the Gemara had interjections. So now we'll continue on with the braisa. I'm up to the word Se'et. Se'et Pei Rasha Lo Tov. To it means like to reward Rasha to you know grant him favor is not good, and the Bryce will explain that was a professor pasuk initially. It says lo tov lam l'rishayim shosam panim b'olam hazeh is not good for the rishayim that when Hashem shows favor in this world. Shenemar yan kinechna mi panai it should be lo avi ra'av yamav. It's talking about Achav. So Achav at one point did tshuva, but then so Hashem said, "I'm going to push off the punishment." But then the way the Maharsha understands it, but then after he had like a more of a leash on life, he relapsed and did his averot again. So in the end, he didn't get a chelik in olam haba. So giving them rishayim more time just allows them to pile up the more averot. Lahatot tzadik b'mishpat. Now, but the continuation of the pasuk that we quoted a few lines before says, but it is good to like lean the judgment against the tzaddik. Why? Tov lam l'tzaddikim she'enosim panim b'olam hazeh. It's good for the tzaddikim when they're not showed favor in this world. Tov lam l'moshe she'enosim panim b'olam hazeh. It was good for Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't show favor for him in this world. She'ne'emar yan lo embanti bi lahakdi she'eni. We just had this in Parshat Shavua. About 10 days ago in Parsha Chukat, more than 10 days ago, Chukat Balak was two Parshiot. So like 2.5 weeks ago, Yan lo emanti b'lahakdi sheni. That it says because you didn't believe in me to sanctify my name, ha'ilu emanti be adayin lo yizmanam li pater min ha'olam. Had they believed, so the time would not come for them to leave the world. So it means like this that. The tzaddikim, they're going to get olam haba. So, like to delay, like to like give them like a pass on an avera isn't good for them. In other words, you want to just do the avera, then they unfortunately die, but then they get olam haba. That's it. They get pahir and then they get olam haba. That's the basic idea. 87 A, around 20 lines down. Gabriel, you got it. Pesayin Amar Aleph, 87a, 20 lines down. Okay, now the Gemara continues, and I'll pause just a few lines. Ashrei l'tzadikim, the Brisa continues, the portion of the tzadikim, lo dayan shim zochin, el shim zak levneim levnei b'nei amat sof kol adorot. For the tzadikim, not enough that they're zoche, but they bring zechus for their progeny and their all the descendants till the end of all generations. The Gemara says, shekampani mayula yaron, shu'unli sareit kinada v'abiyu. Aaron had additional sons. Aaron had four sons. So the way the Gemara takes it, the way the Aris will explain it, that the sons were going to die because of the Cheda Egel. That's the punishment for the Cheda Egel. So he had that. So it was Reui, like that all four should die. Shenemar Hanotarim. In other words, it says like the ones that remain. In other words, that they all should have died. Ela Shemalam Zechur Aviyam. But the Zechur of Aaron, he had so many other Zechuyot, so it prevented the death of the remaining two sons. It means that the zechus for the parent, protects the sons going down generations. Oilahem the Rishayim, lo dayan shemechayvin atzman, woe to the Rishayim, not enough that they're mechayiv themselves, they bring guilt upon themselves, el meshechayvin lebeim matzo kol adorot. It means it's just the opposite. Rishayim, they do harbal aveirot, they have punishment lined up, but the punishment also redounds to the detriment of their progeny. And here the Gemara gives an example. Harbei banim ayulo the Kana'an, shurin lisame kitabi abdosh rabba gamliyam. Kana'an, who have you Kana'an? Kana'an was the son of Cham, right? Cham after the Mabul. So Noach had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yefet. And there was an incident afterwards where either Noach was sodomized, or else they castrated him. That's what Chazal teach us in Osirso or Rivo. But either way, it was a bad incident. But it says that Canaan saw Erevan Aviv, he says, he says, Arur Kanan, like Kanan should be cursed. So the Gemara says that Kanan, in other words, so Kanan is the forebearer of Kanan, or the Kananim are descendants of Kanan. So Kanan was cursed, though. So Kanan had descendants that were weak for smicha, like Tavi Avdosh Rav Gamliel. Tavi is mentioned throughout Shas. Rav Gamliel had an Eved Kanani named Tavi. And he said, like, remember the Mishnah Brachot says, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Avadim Kasheraya, that he's a Kasher. I think when Tavi died, he accepted Tanchumim for him, like Nechama for him, even though for an Eved, you don't really accept it. So he says they were uy to get smicha, like Tavi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, El Shechobet Avim Garmalahen. It says, in other words, like the Aveirut of their forebear, Kanan, caused them never to get smicha. That's what it's saying. They were uy to get smicha, his descendants, some of them were, but the Aveirut of the forebear, you were down into the detriment. Okay, let me pause for a second. Who's any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said so far? Okay, what's up, Fern? Okay, then
with Nadav and Avihu, what was the role of the Esh Zara if they were all destined to die and the other two did not participate in it?
I mean, Chazal have a multiplicity of explanations why Nadav and Avihu died. It does say Esh Zara in the Torah, but the Mefarshim have a zillion explanations. Either they were Mora Halacha B'Pnei Moshe Rabbeinu, or that they had, Eish Hedyot they brought, or they brought the Ketoret in the Kodesh Kodashim, or they didn't get married, they didn't have kids, and there were there's a zillion different reasons why for the fate of Nadav and Avihu. So the only thing I would say, in some way, you'd have to combine the reasons. In other words, if they had a
Because it doesn't mention it here at all.
And the father also has an Aveira. Some way, you'd have to put it all together like that. I don't know what to say. Okay, what's up, Dave? What do you got?
I don't know the answer, but what's going on with the Yichus? So what is it? So you stay with the Yichus for the rest of your life, but you get punished?
In other words, if you have a forebear who has a lot of zechuyos, then even if it's like a great, 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 great grandfather, it still redounds to your benefit. And if you have a forebear who was a rasha, so the Gemara is saying it redounds to your detriment even generations later. Now, usually they say, see, you have to put together Mamre Chazal. Gabriel, I think you need a yarmulke, okay? So they usually say that when it comes to an Aveira, your only punishment for the forebears of Aveira when you were also guilty of that same Aveira. That's what they usually say. But here, see, I don't know if it's quite like the punishment. Here it's saying that, in other words, they didn't get a chance to get smicha. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like you. Right. They were ru'i to get smicha, but they never got smicha. So it's like sort of like, you know, not like sort of removing like a tova from you, but it's saying that that's the way, that's what the Gemara is saying. Right. So you got it from both ends. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to go on now. Okay, we're on Pei Zayin Amun Aleph. We're around the last very narrow line on Pei Zayin Amun Aleph. 87A, the last very narrow line. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Kolamizaket a rabim in chet bal yado." If a person brings a chus to the rabim, in other words, what? I skipped something.
The problem is that
I did it all now with Tavi.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay,
so Kolam is like a rabbi being chet bal yado. If a person brings the chus for the rabbi, brings merit for the multitudes, like for the public, he's involved with things for the tzibur in chet bal yado. So Rashi says in the eighth narrow line in chet bal yado, Hakadosh Baruch Hu marcheni panav rabbi Rashi to bolido Hashem, like pushes away the opportunity to do aveiro. In other words, in life, everybody, you know, has different situations that arise. So for some people, like, they will get more opportunities to do mitzvot. Some people get more opportunities to do aveirot. So if a person is mezakeh the rabbim, he's involved with helping the public, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that he won't have so many opportunities to do Aveirot. B'chol ha-machatira rabim, and if a person punfakared, he's machatira rabim, he causes the multitudes to sin, himanim ha-speakim yadola so tshuva. Like, we don't, like, he's not afforded the opportunity to do tshuva. Now, we had this earlier in the Mishnah, something similar to that, but it means it's much less likely that he'll do tshuva if he's machatira rabim. And if, remember, the Rambam lists 24 items that are, you know, impediments to doing tshuva. And one big impediment is you're machatira rabim, it's like very hard for you to do tshuva. Now, the Gemara says, "Kol mezakeh rabim in chet bal yado." If a person is mezakeh the rabim in chet bal yado, it means, again, that the Kadosh Baruch is not going to like arrange for the Aveira to be near you. My taima, Deshul Yehu began and Metami Davagan Eden. In other words, it's like not a pro, if you were set, you were so great, you helped so many people do so many mitzvot, it doesn't seem fair that you should end up in Gehenna and you tell me the followers are being Gan Eden. Shinemar, Kilo Tazov Nafshi L'Shol, you won't abandon my soul L'Shol, like the pit, it means for Gehenna, Lo T'tein Chasitha L'Rod Shachat, you won't permit your pious one to see Shachat, destruction, the Gehenna. B'chol HaMachti L'Rabim, they must speak to me, they'll so tshuva. If a person is machti the rabbim, like they don't afford him the opportunity to do tshuva, shlo yehubi gan eden, because in other words, like if lo yatzur, he would do tshuva, so then if he does tshuva mi'ava, then he gets like a big bonanza. He just won like the slot machine in Las Vegas, but with mitzvot. So he says shlo yehubi gan eden. This makes sense that he should be in gan eden. B'tamidah b'gehenim. Shneamar adam ashut b'dam nefesh. A person who's like guilty of spilling blood, Adborianus al Yitmakubo. He'll flee to the pit, means he'll end up in this pit and in Gehenna, and they won't support him. That's what the Gemara says. All right. Now, on the fourth very wide line, Haomer Echatab Yeshuv Echatab Yeshuv. So again, the Mishnah said, Echatab Yeshuv Echatab Yeshuv, Ema speaking me a dola so chuba. The opportunity to do chuba. The Gemara says, why did the Mishnah have to say twice? Why didn't he just say, if a person says, Chatab Yeshuv, I'll sin, and then I'll do tshuva, so he doesn't get the opportunity to do tshuva? Why is he asked Chatab Yeshuv, I'll do tshuva twice? So, Rav Huna, like I'm a Rav, like Rav Huna said the name of Rav, to Rav Huna, I'm a Rav, everybody mute themselves, that once a person did an Aveira, and then he repeats the Aveira a second time, Hutrilo becomes permissible to him. So the Gemara says, Hutrilo Sakadaitak, would you think it's permissible? It means it's like he views it as something permissible. And this is you could pick any Aveira for this. Like it could be related to Tarat Mishpacha, or, you know, hugging other people's wives or kissing them, or, you know, talking during davening, or whatever the Aveira is, or not making brachot. If you, once you habituate yourself to it, you don't view it as an Aveira anymore. Since you don't view it as an Aveira, very unlikely you'll do tshuva for it. So the Mishnah is saying, if the person says Echatab Yeshuv, Echatab Yeshuv, he's a repeat offender, so it's unlikely that he'll do tshuva because he views it as heter. Now, if that's the case, why didn't he say that he says Echatab Yeshuv twice? Because he just said that he repeated the Aveira twice. So it's coming out both elements are involved. In other words, he says Echatab Yeshuv, I can sin and I'll do tshuva. So he's not actually that way. And then he's a repeat offender. So both of those would cut against doing tshuva. Okay? You look unhappy here, Fern. What's going on? Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I was unmuted. I feel.
Okay. It's okay. Okay. All right. Everybody good? All right. I'm moving on. All right. Let's get back to Gemara. But that's just a nice Gemara to remember. We had this the other day as well. The fifth wide line that, you know, it's a famous line. That when people have, you know, repeat Aveira, then they view it like Heter. Okay. Similarly, the Gemara says, if a person says, I'll sin, and Yom Kippur, I'll get Kapara, so Yom Kippur doesn't bring in Kapara, the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, now the simple pshat is that, you know, it's, you have to do tshuva, so you're not going to do tshuva if you're saying, you know, like do whatever I want, Yom Kippur, I'm going to do Kapara. So he says here, Lema Manita Lo Karebi. So it sounds like our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rebbe. The Tani, we learned the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, a kol aveira shebe Torah, bein asatshuva, bein lo asatshuva, yom kippurim mechaper. Rebbe says, yom kippurim is like a big bonanza. Whether you do tshuva or not, you get kapara on yom kippur. This is what Rebbe says. So it sounds like this mission is not like Rebbe, because our mission says that if a person says I'll sin and Yom Kippur Mukhaper, he won't get kapara. But according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is like the absolute, like the universal, like you say, the water solvent, the universal kapara bringer. So the Gemara says that people tame Rebbe. You can even say our Mishnah follows Rebbe, Agav Shani. In other words, it could be that even Rebbe holds where the person says, in other words, he didn't. The Rebbe is saying he didn't averus Yom Kippur kapara. But if I'm like gaming the system and I say that I'll do averus and Yom Kippur will be mechaper me, so then maybe even Rebbe will agree you don't get kapara with it. Ad kedei kach. In other words, he's saying. In other words, it's like saying, like you know, I have nothing to worry about. Yom Kippur being a kapara, so it could be even Rebbe agrees in that case that it won't bring a kapara. All right, averot shebein adam l'makom v'chulei. So we said that averot that ben adam. The Mishnah first said averot shebein adam l'makom yom kippur mechaper. It's averot between man and God. Yom Kippur brings you kapara, but averot shebein adam l'chaveru and yom kippur mechaper. I'm sure it said chaveru between man and his fellow man. So Yom Kippur doesn't mean kapara until you first, appease your fellow man. You make, you know, amends to the fellow man. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, Averus ben Adam l'makom v'chulei. So Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chavu le Rabbi Abahu. So Rav Yosef bar Chavu posed the following contradiction to Rabbi Abahu. Averus ben Adam l'chaveru and Yom Kippur mechaper. The Mishnah says that Averus ben Adam l'chaveru Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Until he propitiates his friend. But there's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. This pasuk will say that in Yechata Ish Leish Ufilo Elokim. This is talking about with Eli HaKohen, and he had sons Chafni and Pinchas. So the Navi says to Eli, he says in Yechata. I didn't say right. Eli says to his sons. Let me correct. Eli says to his sons who are off the derech. If man sins to his fellow man, which we're going to have to figure out what this means, but we think it means that that God will forgive him. That's what God will forgive him. In other words, even though he doesn't do tshuva, that's what we think. But then the pasuk says, but if you sin to God, who's going to forgive you? All right, so we'll see in a minute in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "V'aktiv in yechata ish leish u'filo elokim." So we think the pshat in the pasuk, the word "filo" mean a lot of different things. So "filo" can mean, and this is the way the Gemara thinks right now. If you look at Rashi, eight lines from the bottom in the right-hand column, "V'aktiv u'filo elokim," the kasaka daitach u'filo l'shon tefila u'piyasu tishbarchu v'falo v'faiso mechaperlo, that Hashem will forgive you. In other words, so the pasuk, the way we understand it right now, is saying in yechata ish leish. If Reuben sins to Shimon, Ufilolokim, like Hashem will forgive him. So here our Mishnah said, Averus Shimon and Chavero and Yom Kippur Mechaper, Asher it's a Chavero. But the Pasuk, as we've interpreted right now, is saying you could get forgiveness even without being Ratz a Chavero. So the Gemara says, Man Elokim, Diana. No, you misunderstood the Pasuk. Who is Elokim in the Pasuk? It's not God. Elokim can also be a Bezdin, it's also called Elokim. Meaning, ufilolo can mean judge you. So it's saying, so the Gemara revises his understanding of the Pasuk and saying, in yechta ish la'ish, if one man wrongs another man, ufilolo elokim, the bezin will adjudicate the case. So the Gemara says, ihachi ema seifa. So if that's what ufilolo means, the judge, let's plug that pshat into the rest of the Pasuk. He says, v'im la'ashem yechta ish, if man sins against God, he says, mi et palelo, who will judge him? So who will judge him? Rashi takes it like Harbei Shluchim L'Makom. Hashem has got lots of ways to make an accounting. So what does it mean? Who's going to judge him? Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to judgment. So the Gemara says, no, Haki Kamar. The Gemara revises understanding the Pasuk again. It says, no, Inachinami Ufilo means the way we thought originally, like to forgive. But in Yechata Ish La'ish Ufilolo, Elokim Yimcholo. If man sins against his fellow man, Ufilolo, and then he appeases the fellow man. So the Gemara is saying Reuven sins against Shimon, and Reuven makes amends to Shimon. He says Elokim Yimcholo, so God will forgive him. Vim LaHashem Yecheta, but if he sins to Ribono Shel Olam, Ish Mitpalel Ba'ado. So who is going to appease on his behalf? So that's what Eli is saying to his sons. In other words, you sinned against God. You've got to ingratiate, you know, make your good. So the Gemara says, Tshuva Masim Tovim. So Tshuva Masim Tovim will propitiate Hashem. In other words, that's it. So he's saying, if you sin to your fellow man, so you'll make amends to the fellow man, then Hashem will forgive you. Obviously, you have to do tshuva as well there. But the second part is, if you sin against God, so who's mi palelo? Yipalel is, we're saying, who's going to arrange your forgiveness? And so the Gemara says that's tshuva and masim tovim. All right. So. Yeah, well, So the Gemara says, the Navi says that they would delay the korbanot to the women who had to bring korbanot, and they would take extra matnos kahuna. But I don't know if that's the totality of their aveirot. In other words, the Gemara does, the Navi does say that, but I don't know if that's the totality of their aveirot. But even assuming, you know, any in a general sense, any aveira bein adam l'chaveiro has a component bein adam l'makrom. So if I've sinned against my fellow man, I've also sinned against God. But I think there was more to it there. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. All right. So Am Rabbi Yitzchak kol amakdin l'chaveiro. A person aggravates his friend, afilu b'dvarim, even with just words, tzrich l'faisa. He has to appease him. Shinemar, now he puts a pasuk in Mishnah in the book of Proverbs. It says, "Banai imaravtu reecha takatu lazar kapecha." He's talking about two things in the pasuk. The first is, if you were a guarantor for your friend, you opened your hand to somebody you didn't know, and it was, you guaranteed a loan, so you have to make good on the loan. And then B, no kashta beimrei ficha, or you said something harmful with your words. I say so at Eifo Bini, this is still the Pasuk, Behinatseel, he bapta the Kafre Echa, you came like the Kafre Echa, like he says, Hipra Pace, Urahav Re'echa. So he says, you should debase yourself and elevate your friend. The Gemara will explain in a minute. Imamon Yesh Biatcha, the Gemara understands it. If you have money that you should pay out based on what you promised, Aterlo pisat yad, open your hand and give the money. In other words, if you made a commitment, give money on behalf of somebody, so fulfill your commitment. The imlav, if that was not the issue was that you said something harmful to him, so harbe alav ra'im, you should get like friends, and it sounds like, I think from Rashi, or as one of the Farshim says, it's like his friends. In other words, get his friends to intercede on your behalf. Let's see, wait one second. In other words, you have the friends that he should be mochel you. So in other words, that's what he's saying. Like he the way he's understanding it, kivat bechaf reyecha. In other words, like you open your hand to your friend, lechit rapesu rehav reyecha, lechit rapesu rehav reyecha. Like you'll get a lot of friends to go intercede on your behalf with this fellow who doesn't want to forgive you. That's what he wants to say. All right, now. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, b'tzarich l'paiso b'shlosh shirot shloshosh b'nei Adam." If a person, like, in other words, you want to get mechila, you're obligated to be mefayis him with three rows of three people in each row. Now, the Gemara takes that a shura has three people, and that's elsewhere in the Gemara. The Gemara learns that Shinamar yashur al anashim v'yomar chatati v'yashar heveti v'lo shavali. So yashur al anashim, the Gemara takes it that this Yeshur is connected to the Shura. So you'll have like a row of people, and Yomar Chatati is once, B'yashar Heveti, I made that which was straight, crooked, is twice, Velo Shavali, it didn't matter to me. So three times I have to come with a row of people to get Mechila from this person. Let's see further in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, whoever asks mechila from his friend, shouldn't ask more than three times. So the Gemara initially, now there's different ways to understand this Gemara, but the Gemara initially understands it that you're like forbidden to ask more than three times because the person has said he doesn't want to forgive you. So you have to, it's just like creating an aveira that he doesn't want to forgive you more. So he did it like, you know, it was three times. We'll see in a minute. Shinamar, and now the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, by the Acha Yosef. The brothers of Yosef come to him after Yaakov's death, and they make up a story that Yaakov asked you to forgive us. And they say, Ana Sana Yata Sana. So each Na is a request for forgiveness. Ana Sana. Ana is one, Sana is two, Yata Sana, three. So three times you have to ask for Mechila. The imate, if the person who you wronged is no longer alive, maybe Asura B'nei Adam, then you bring 10 people, Umamidan al Kibur, you bring it to the Beit HaKvarot, the Omer, and in the Beit HaKvarot, at the Kever, you say, Chatati L'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, V'Leploni Shechav al Pivo, I have sinned to the Ribono Shel Olam, and to Ploni, this person who I've wronged, and then you specify the Aveira. And that's, okay, now, Rabbi Yirmiyah Habalei Milta, Rabbi Abba Bahadei. So Rabbi Abba had kindness against Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one who had wronged Rabbi Abba. Azal Eitev Adashas Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiyah went and he stood near the doorway of Rabbi Abba's home. So when the maidservant of Rabbi Abba was dumping the wastewater, some drops fell on the head of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Asuni Ka'ashba. He said, you've made me like the ashba, like the dove. So Karanashe, he applied to himself the following pasuk, Me'ashpot Yerim Evyon. From the dumps, you Hashem raised like the Evyon. So Shama Rabbi Abba hears somebody talking outside the door, Benapik Lape, he went out to see him. Amalei, he says, Hashtat Srikh and Lebepaka Daite. He says, now I need Mechila from you. In other words, like Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted Mechila from Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, now I need Mechila from you. Like go debase yourself and like elevate your friend is the way I would say. So it's interesting, you know. You could say, I was thinking that, you know, it's kind of a nice thing to say, like, I, you know, like the person is asking mechila from you, and to say, you know, I need really need mechila from you. In other words, you know, it's makes the person maybe feel a little bit better, you know, maybe that's like a nice an airlock way to do it. But you know, frequently when one person asks Mechila, the other person also asks Mechila from him. Now, 5 months in the bottom, Reb Zeira, Kevli Milta Bahadi Inish, Reb Zeira, when he had tainus against somebody, somebody had wronged him. So Reb Zeira is the one who's been wronged. Habachalif Itani Lakame, he would keep going by the person who had wronged him, Umamsile, and make himself available. Kihehi so that the person would hopefully ask him for mechila. In other words, like, if you're not available, the person, just one minute, I'll pause just a few lines for, and I see you. The person will ask for mechila. Rav Havalei Milta Bahadei Ehu Tabacha. Rav had a taina with a certain butcher. In other words, Rav felt the butcher had wronged him. Lo Atz Lekame, and the butcher never came to ask mechila from Rav. V'mala Yom Tikipuri Amar Ihu Ezilana Lefayuselei. So it was Erev Yom Kippur, Rav said, let me go, and I want to, like, sort of patch things up between us, even though the butcher had wronged Rav, but I want to like, have a little shmushrak with him. So Pagabe Ravuna, he encounters Ravuna. Now, Ravuna is Rav's Talmud. He's Amalei Lehechika Azilmar. He says, where are you going, Rabbi? He says, Amalei Lefayusil Plani. I want to make amends with this butcher. So Amar, Azil Abba, Lemiktal Nafsha. Now, Abba is Rav's name, but it's unlikely that Rav Huna would have used that title to Rav, so Abba could also be like a title, like Abba, so more likely he used that way. So he says, you're going to kill him. In other words, this could blow up in your face where he doesn't ask for Mechila. now it's like even worse for him. In other words, like having had the opportunity to ask for Mechila, he doesn't ask for Mechila. So but the Gemara says, Azal the Kamilave, Rav went to the butcher, he stood by him, Habayati de Kapali Resha. So the butcher was busy chopping the head of an animal. He says, Dali Eine Bechazi. So he lifts up his eyes, he sees Rav. Amarlei Abba'at. He says, you're Abba. Now here, this Abba sounds like he's lack a kavo. He says, Zil lately milta bahadach. He says, go away, I have nothing to say to you. He says, Bahati de Kapali Resha. So as he's chopping the bones from the head, Ishtami Garma, like one bone, like split off. Umake Bekoe, like shot into his neck, he says a Bekatle and killed him. So the butcher's dead now. So okay, let me pause for a second. Okay, Fern, what do you want to say?
that you said that typically when we ask for mechila from someone, the other person asks back. But what we typically do not do is delineate the aveira.
Well, in general, you should delineate the aveira, unless sometimes delineating the aveira makes the situation worse. So you have to. It's a very tricky situation, you know. But generally, you should say, "I'm sorry, I did A, B, and C to you." But each situation needs to be evaluated.
I have a question. Tefillah Zaka. So the Tefillah Zaka that we do before. So right. Does that count? Does that help? Is that like, because you've forgiven everyone that sinned against you?
Right. So that mechila is good. I think they still say that the person should ask specifically for mechila, even though you're saying the Tefillah Zaka. I have to look into that a little bit more. But they say, I think, that you should.
And you have to make sure that all the kehilot say Tefillah Zaka, because...
Yeah. I'm saying, but like, let's say you won't leave your town, so everyone says Tefillah Zaka. Is that good enough?
I need to look into that. The bottom line on Pesayim et al. Rav HaPasik Sidra Kami Derebi. Rav was going over Pesukim, and Rashi says from the Vim or Tuvim for Rebbe, Mestama explaining and elaborating on it. Ayol, on turn page, Ata Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia came in, Hadar L'Reishas, and then he went back to the beginning of the whole, whatever, the parak or whatever. Ayol Bar Kapara, then Bar Kapara came in, Hadar L'Reishas, went back to the beginning. This sounds like Daf Yomi. He says, Ata Rebbe Shimon Derebi, Rebbe Shimon Derebi came in, Hadar L'Reishas, he went again back to the beginning. Ata Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Chama, then finally Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Chama came in, Amar Kuli Hai Nahadav and Aziel. He says, like, I'm not going back again. I went over like four times, like I'm going on. He says, Lo Hadar. Ikpit Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina was upset with him. Azlo Rav Lagabe Tleisar Mala Yomat Kippure. So Rav went to Rebbe Chanina on 13 different Arab Yom Kippurim, Lo Ifayas, and he was not propitiated. We'll see. So the Gemara says, "V'heichid Abed Hathi, how could Rabbi Chanina behave this way?" V'amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, kol vakish matu mechaveiro, al yivakish menu yoter mishlosh pamim. We said earlier in Amud Aleph that when you ask mechila, you shouldn't ask more than three times. So the Gemara says, now there's different ways to learn this sugya. Rav Shani, one way to say is that Rav, in other words, that the 13, we thought 13 is you shouldn't do more than three. You shouldn't do more than three. But now the Gemara is saying, if you want to go, that you're only required to do three. But if you want to go lifting Mishur Sadin, you could. And Rav was different. He was going lifting Mishur Sadin. That's one way to understand the sugya. Or another way to understand it is in Achinamim, you're only allowed like three times. But Rav Shani doesn't mean Rav. It means his Rebbe was different. In other words, Rebbe Chanina was his Rebbe. So if it's his Rebbe there, you should ask even more than three times. But other people normally just three times. So,
but shouldn't the Rebbe give mechila?
Okay,
after
wait.
Once?
Just remember what I tell you always: wait till the end of the sugya. Wait till the end of the sugya. Let's see what's coming up. Reb Chanina hechi abed hachi. Had Reb Chanina do this, how could he not have given mechila? Va'amarava kolam aviyom mitotam aviyom loal kol shav. Whoever is like easygoing, I'm not tough. Like I'm not so tough on what's like technical. I say, it's like nishka feralot. Fine. If you're aviyom mitotam. So it's like Mita Kenegan Mita. You're easygoing with people. So in a Shemayim, they're easygoing with you. Like, you're not so saying, this is the other. So in a Shemayim, like, you weren't so perfect with things. So they give you more slack as well. So even though Kopshav, they look aside from your Aveirot. So why did Reb Chanina not forgive Rav? Why is he going 13 times and not going to come over him? El Reb Chanina Chelmal Chazilei L'Rav Zechu B'Dikla. Reb Chanina had a dream. And in the dream, he saw that Rav was hanging by a date palm tree. Ugmiri, our Masorah is, the Chol is like Bubadikla, Reisha Havi. That whoever is hanging from a date palm tree is going to be the Rosh. So he interpreted that Rav is going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now, Rav Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva. So he's interpreting it from this dream that Rav is not going to be the Rosh Hashiva. I'm going to die, and he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. So he says, Amar, I see that he wants to be the Rosh Hashiva below Ifayis. So my idea is I won't accept his piyusim. Then he'll go study Torah in Eretz in Babel, and then really I'll still be alive, and everything will be better. That's the that was his cheshbon. Let's see the Rashi on the second white line, left hand column. He says, "Kama chazalei the Rav, Ra'a chalom al Rav. He, Reb Chanina, saw a dream concerning Rav. Shetlu b'dekel, they hung from a date palm tree. They hung Rav by a dekel. Who siman asiat roshu gedula? It's the siman becoming the head and an exalted position. Reb Chanina Rosh Hashiva haya. Reb Chanina was Rosh Hashiva. He the Amar Rebbe, like Rebbe says at the end of the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos, b'sha'apt he v'toh Chanina bar Kama yishei b'rosh. So Rebbe, there's a sugya there about Rebbe dying at the end of Ksuvos. So Rebbe says that Reb Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva after me. U'ch'ra'a chalom ze'a Rav, when he saw this dream concerning Rav, da'ag l'mot. He was afraid, now I'm going to die, chas v'shalom. L'fi she'in malchut n'gaba chaberka. So if I'm the Rosh Hashiva and he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva, I'm like schwitzing. So he says here, he says, Amar idache mehacha v'yibrach l'babel. So I'm going to like sort of chase him away from here. He'll go to Babel, mipanai. V'sham yeh l'rosh, he'll be a Rosh over there. Lo nidchin l'mot b'shvilo. I don't have to die on his account. So that's why he didn't want to be mocha him. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, and opinions so far? All right. One minute. What do we got? Okay. Let me just do a little piece from the earlier Gemara, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay. The Mishnah says, if one declares echatav yishuv, echatav yishuv, I will sin and repent. I will sin and repent. He's not given the opportunity to repent. The Gemara in Pei Zion questions the repetition of the phrase Echatav Yeshuv and offers an explanation. We said we repeat things. Nasat lo keheter. The Chanukah Satorah. Chanukah Satorah is a collection of Divrei Torah from the Rebbe Reb Heschel. The Rebbe Reb Heschel was not a Hasidic Rebbe, but he's called the Rebbe Reb Heschel. And the Chanukah Satorah was, I think, compiled around 1900. The Rebbe Reb Heschel lived in the 1600s. So he says the Chanukah Satorah offers its own explanation. He explains that there are grounds for leniency regarding a person who declares Echatav Yeshuv only one time and sins only one time, because he could claim that he sinned only for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of tshuva, not out of desire or defiance. In other words, it's sort of a strange thing. In other words, the person could ostensibly claim, I wanted to do the mitzvah of tshuva, so I can't do tshuva unless I do an aveira. So echatav yeshuv, if a person says echatav yeshuv once, I could say I did that because I wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva. So I have to do an aveira to fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva. He says, however, if one declares the Chatav Yishuv twice and sins twice, it is evident that he's not sinned with honorable intentions, and therefore he's not given an opportunity to repent. That's a different hesber on why it says the Chatav Yishuv twice. Now, in a similar light, you know, it's a little bit like, I don't know if you heard of the Frankists, in the 18th century in Poland, they had these people, their whole, like, philosophy was, like, do all sorts of aveirot with, like with in the sexual realm and in such a fashion, then I think eventually do tshuva and then come closer to Hashem, but it doesn't work out too well. Anyway, in a similar light, the Admor of Sekulain explains that following exchange between Potiphar's wife and Yosef HaTzadik, he theorizes that Potiphar's wife attempted to persuade Yosef to sin with her by rationalizing that it would afford him the opportunity to repent and perform the great mitzvah of tshuva. So he's like, she has a whole shtickle Torah. Like, sin with me, you'll do tshuva, and then you'll be in even better shape. He says, Yosef rejected her logic with two counter-arguments, claiming, how can I commit this great sin? I will have sinned. He says, firstly, Yosef argues that if you were to sin for the sake of mitzvah tshuva, it would be sufficient to commit a minor sin. I don't have to sin, like, adultery in order to do tshuva. I could sin a minor sin to do tshuva. He says, rather than such great sin, and secondly, instead, there's no need for this sin because for Katati Lelukim, I've sinned previously, and thus I have other sins in which I can repent. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara, and then we'll take it down. Okay, all right. So now we're around 10 lines down on Pei Zayin and Beis. Okay, so the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan Mitzvah Bidui Erev Yom Kippurim Chashecha. So there's a mitzvah of Bidui. A person should confess his sins. So on Erev Yom Kippur Im Chashecha means with nightfall. He says, Aval Amru Chachamim. In other words, after nightfall, once I've been Mekabel Yom Kippur, I have a mitzvah to do vidui. He says, "Aval amru chachamim," but the chacham said, "Yitvadek korm shiu chal v'ishteh." A person should do vidui before he eats the suda mapseket, before he eats and drinks. Shema titarev da tobasuda, because we're paid. Titarev da tobasuda. So Rashi learns, let's see the Rashi on the side, on the eighth narrow line. Shema titarev da to machmat shetra. We're afraid he'll get drunk and he won't be able to vidui. But the Rambam learns, we're afraid he'll choke and then he'll die without having done vidui. He says, then back in the Gemara, the afpi should bada kodam sha'achal b'shata. Even though he made vidui before he ate and drank, in other words, we do it, that's when we do it at mincha. So we daven mincha, then we do vidui, and then we eat a suda mapseket. Even though a person did vidui before he ate and drank, he should do vidui again, because maybe, in other words, he said he did vidui once. What is the outkeep doing? Maybe he didn't have aveira since then, you know? He didn't have kabana while he benched. He says, the afpi should vada arvit, and even though he did vidui at Mariv, yifadeh shacharit, he should do vidui again in the morning. Shacharit yifadeh b'musaf. Even though he did vidui at shacharis, he should do vidui musaf. For musaf, yifadeh b'mincha. And at musaf, he should do another vidui at mincha. For mincha, yifadeh b'ne'ila. And if he did vidui mincha, he should do another vidui at ne'ila. And the way I remember, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Torah says that a person on Yom Kippur does 10 viduyim. 10 times we confess our sins on Yom Kippur, and they correspond to the 10 times that the Kohen Gadol said the Shem HaMeforash in the Avoda. In other words, he makes 3 viduyim, and each viduy he says 3 times, Ana Hashem, Ana, you know, Kaperna, he says, then Lufthei Hashem Titaru, and then 1 when he did the lottery, he says, La Hashem. We're on Pei Zayin of Days, page 174. One Pei Zayin of Days, around midway down the column. Okay, in the narrow lines. We need the small hay. The Hechan Omro, so where in the davening does a person make vidui? Yachid achar tefilato. So Yachid makes it after the tefillah, meaning after he completes the last bracha of Shmon Esrei, I'm v'reichan moishtel b'shalom, or, you know, some people say Oseh HaShalom, but so he says, Ushlich tzibur Omro be'emtza. The Shlich tzibur, he says it in the middle of the tefillah. So my Amar, so what does the person say that constitutes the vidui? Amarav atayodei raze olam. So Rav says it's the tefillah atayodei raze olam, which is something that we have at the vidui. Let me get it out here. But you know, atayodei raze olam, we get to take both eye. 1 second, let me get it. Let me get it out of here. Oh, nothing. Yeah. So. Right. So we say this before the Al-Khay. You know, you know all the secrets of the world, the hidden things, and there's more that goes on. And he says, let me back in the Gemara. He says, Ushmul Amar Mimah Makei Alev. Shmuel says, it's Mimah Makei Alev. So it's Mimah Makei Alev. So the article says, I think, that the full text has been lost to us. But I saw, I think, in the Masechta Gemara, they said, they had some other words that would have been one of the tefillot. I can't remember which it was. But Levi Amar, who with Torah Chakhtubli more. Levi says, the vidui is, he says, with Torah Chakhtubli more, Kiva Yomaze Yechaper Alechem, Lifnei Shev Tatar Rashi says. Yochanan Amar, Ribona Olamim. Yochanan says, Ribona Olamim, he says, Lo al Tikotinu Nachna Umatim Tachan Elfenachna Kel Rachamar Korabim. So this we say every morning in Korbanot, you know, before Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Ki Avonotenu Ravu Milnot, V'chatzinu Atzmum Misfor. Our Averot have expanded out, and we can't count them anymore. Okay, he says, now, another Rav Amnuda Amar, and this is the tefillah that we do have, Elokai Ashlo Tzarti Eni Kedai. Before I was created, I wasn't worthy. Achshav Shal Tzarti Kilo No Tzarti. Now I'll be created, it's like I wasn't created. Afarni b'chayai, I'm like nothing in my life. Kavakomer mitati, areyani lefenechich liban leibusha chlima. I'm like a vessel filled with embarrassment and disgrace. Yiratzon fenech shlochata, maybe your will that I don't sin. Umash chatati marok berachamecha abaloi de yisurim. In other words, like sponge it, but not through yisurim. V'hainu vidui de rabba b'kulishata. That was the vidui for rabba the whole year. It was Rav Amnuna Zuta b'yomat kipuri. Now on this tefillah, I think that Rav Simon quoted, it's from Rav Cook. He says, what does it mean, Shotsarti means that a person, every person has a purpose in the world. In other words, every neshama has a purpose in the world. Hashem, so the neshama is just staying in Shemayim, and then until he was created, the time had not yet come for the person to fulfill his mission. That's what it means. Everybody has a mission to fulfill in this world, but until he was created, the time had not yet come for it. And now that I've been created, if I'm still alive, that means there are still more things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from me to do in this world. So he says, So now that I've been created, it's like I wasn't created because I did not yet fulfill everything I should be doing yet. Anyway, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now I'm back in the Gemara. We're around 10 lines from where it gets wide. Amar Zutra, lo amar and lo amar abalanachnu chatanu. Mar Zutra says it's only if a person didn't say abalanachnu chatanu, we've sinned. Abalanachnu chatanu tu lo tzaret. If you say anachnu chatanu, that's the vidui. The Amar Bar Hamdudi, Havakim lekem Shmuel. Bar Hamdudi said, I was standing before Shmuel, Bahava Yatev, and Shmuel was sitting, Bechimat Shlicha de Tzibur, Ba'amar, Balanachnu, Chatanu, and when the Shlicha Tzibur got to those words, Balanachnu, Chatanu, Kam Mekam, he, Shmuel, stood up, says, Amar Shmamina, Ikar Vidui Haihu. So he says, I see that that's the Ikar Vidui. He stood up, and Stamin, he's saying, I assume the Shmuel was saying also Balanachnu Chatanu, and they say that you see like from here that you have to stand for the Bidui, that people stand up for the Bidui. Shmuel stood up for the Bidui, and that's the Ikar Bidui. All right. Now, five lines above where it gets wide. Tanana time, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Tanis. V'shosha prakim b'shana konim nosim et kapeim arba pamim bayom. V'shachar b'musa b'vincho b'nilat sha'arim. There are three times during the year that konim duchen four times during the day. At Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. So the Gemara says, the Elohim Shlosha Prakim, these are the three times during the year, B'taniyot. Now, Taniyot, so Rashi says B'taniyot, which is Shel Geshamim. In other words, they had Taniyot for Geshamim, so they would say Ne'ilah. Now, they wouldn't have a Musaf on the Tanis, but the Gemara asked that in Maseches Tanis, it means if it would be a day that you'd say Musaf, you'd Duchen and Musaf as well. If it's not, you don't. But it means that this is like you're the maximizing with duchening. He says, Uva Mamadot. Mamadot are, we've had this many times, there were groups of people, like just like the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmarot, so too among Klal Yisrael, they're divided into like 24 divisions. And then when, so, you know, a person whose korban is being brought has to stand in the korban. So, like, so all Klal Yisrael can't stand by the korban tamid or the korban offered, so the representative group would be in the base of Mikdash, and then they would also be in their own town, and they would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and say special tefillot. So when they're fasting, they're going to say it, you know, those four times. Uvi Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is the only one you have Musaf, but the others could have Shacharis and Mincha and Ne'ilah. So the Gemara says, my Ne'ilat Sha'arim. So what is Ne'ilat Sha'arim? Now, Rashi brings down, Rishami brings down that is Machloket there, whether it refers to the one opinion is Ne'ilat Sharei Shemayim, that the gates in heaven are closing, and the other is Ne'ilat Sharei Mikdash, the Sharei Azara, that the gates in the Azara are closing. So there's a little bit of an afkamina. In other words, if it's the gates in the base of Mikdash, they're closed before nightfall. If it's the gates in Shemayim, they're closed after nightfall. So it's no Gela Lacha when you daven Ne'ilah. So we daven Ne'ilah, you know, right when the sun is at the, you know, on top of the trees is the ideal time to begin Ne'ilah. So he says here, what is Ne'ilat Sha'arim? Rav Amar Tzluta Yeterta. Rav says, now, this it's an extra tefillah. In other words, it's an extra tefillah known as Ne'ilah. He says, Ushmul Amar Ma'anu Me'achayenu. Shmuel says, this is like a tefillah. Ma'anu Me'achayenu. What are we were alive? So we ask a question against Shmuel. The Gemara is going to shluck up Shmuel in a minute. So Meifei, we ask a question against Shmuel from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Or Yom HaKippurim, means on Leil Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre night, Mitpalel Sheva U'mitvadeh. You daven a Shmona Esrei with seven brachot, and you say Vidui. The Shacharit Mitpalel Sheva U'mitvadeh. Shacharis, you also daven a Shmona Esrei with seven brachot, and you say Vidui. The Musaf Mitpalel Sheva U'mitvadeh. Musaf, you daven also seven brachot, and you make Vidui. The Mincha Mipalel Sheva U'mitvadeh. Get the idea with this. Mincha, you also say seven brachot, and you make Vidui. The Ne'ilah Mipalel Sheva U'mitvadeh. And Ela, you also daven and mitvada. Now, the next line, the gra takes it out, so I'm going to take it out and then skip to the next line. The chotein bevidui dibre meir. That a person makes a chatima in the vidui. So there's more than one shot that Rashi has, but we could say like this, that like the middle bracha, if we would follow the normal nusach of other middle brachot by Yom Tovim, we would say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. That's the way we would say it. So here it's saying the chotem bevidui, the middle bracha, you'll be chotem, so not Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim, but Akel HaSalfa, the forgiving God. But Chachamim Omrim, the Pal Sheva, the Chachamim say you'll daven seven brachot, if you want to, it's up to you. If you want to daven be chotem, but the bidui, you be chotem, even by the shart tefillah. It's a little, go back again. So one second. So the again. So according to the Tana Kama by Ne'ila, I'm going to say for the middle bracha kel salkan. According to the Chachamim, whenever I need seven brachot, even by the shahr tefillot, if I want to be chotem with the bidui, I could also be chotem akel salkan. Now, Lamai said we're not chotem this way. We say when it's a fancy soap bracha, we say that's the way we do it. But the key from the Braisa is that the Braisa says that Mi'ila is seven brachot, and Shmuel said it's just the short thing. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Tiyofta. So Shmuel is all up Kishlach. In Akinami, Mi'ila is a separate tefillah. All right. You know, the Rav has, I spoke about this in the past, the Rav has a piece where he says, Mi'ila is like let's say a person didn't say any of the other tefillot of the day. Can he daven Ne'ila? So the Rav said, I think the name of his father, Ramosha, that he can't daven Ne'ila. Ne'ila is like it's like the icing on the cake. Once you've davened all the tefillot of the day, then you have Ne'ila, and that like elevates everything. But if I didn't daven any of the tefillot of the day, I can't walk into shul and daven Ne'ila. That's the way the Rav held. Okay, let's get back in the Gemara.
I'm sure there are shuls where people just show for Kol Nidre and Ne'ila because that's what they saw in the altar hang.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. And then, we only have 5 minutes. So I got to wrap it up. But please excuse me. What do you want to say? Oh, yeah, okay. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, third wide line. Okay. Ula barav nachit kami derava. Ula barav was like Yored lefnei ateva before Rava. He was the shlech tzibur. Patach ba'atava kartanu. He began atava kartanu, which is the way we usually begin the middle bracha. And then he said, Rava praised him. Rav Huna berates Rav Natan Amar, Yachid Omra Achar Tfilato. He says, Rav Huna berates Rav Natan says, a Yachid, an individual, should say those specific tefillot after his tefillah. In other words, after he's completed the Shmon Esrei. Amarav, Tefillah Ne'ilah poteret et shel arvid. Rav says, Tefillah Ne'ilah, if I daven Ne'ilah, I don't have to daven Mariv. So that a lot of people popular with that. That's not Alpi Halacha, but Rav Latameh, Rav is following Shita, the Amar Tzuti Yiterahi. Rav held that Ne'ilah is an extra tefillah. He says, V'kevin desalilai, since he's davening this extra tefillah, kulo tzarek, so he doesn't have to daven Mariv. Umi Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? Rav says the halacha follows the opinion that says that Mariv is Rishus. So here he's saying that that it's poterichal arvid. So he says, Rav says, Ne'ilah papus Mariv. But if he tells that Arav is the Rishus, he wouldn't say papus from it because it's Rishus anyway. He says, so the divrei omer chova kamar. So Rav is saying, according to the opinion, I hold this Rishus, but according to the opinion that holds that Mariv is a chova, Ne'ilah papus you from it. So Mayfei, I'm just going to do this, and then we'll leave it for today. So the Gemara says Mayfei or Yom Kippurim mit Palel Sheva mit Bade. On the night of Yom Kippur, you daven seven brachot in your mit Bade. Shachar Sheva mit Bade, Musaf Sheva mit Bade, Benilah mit Palel Sheva mit Bade, Arvit mit Palel Sheva mein Shmona Esrei. At Mariv, according to the Braisa, you'll daven a seven bracha Shmona Esrei. You'll say the first three brachot, the last three brachot, and you do Tefillah Havineinu in the middle. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel mishum avotam epal shmon esrei shleimot. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says you say full 18 brachot. Mipnei tarik lomar havdal b'konin adad. So this brisa clearly holds that even though you didn't eat ilah, you still have to daven shmon esrei. So how could Rav say that, you know, if you daven an ilah, you don't have to daven shmon esrei? This brisa says you do. Okay, I got to wrap it up. So let me just end the recording, and then I'll talk. One second. Let me get it. Hold on.
I don't know if it matters to you. Oh, there you go.
Okay, one second. Okay, let me get.